to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, it's Girl Steve, your favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humor. Yes, sir! And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Yanda Woods on your screens, and welcome to another episode of Spreading Humor.
Hey! Yo! What up, it's your boy, Zilla Weasel, I'm a Zenzel, I'm a Chinchilla, I'm all I'm a Dindu, we're doing it.
And
we are back.
We're back, baby.
Yes. Yo, I am a man. Yes. Give my tata, man. Yes. I'm a very vile man. I feel like a dry lin.
I'm so rusty.
Yo, but I won't lie. It was a nice experience.
Experience.
Like seeing people rock in their own way, in their own flow. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm mainly speaking about Kaya Adeola. Don't talk about my man. You know what I'm saying?
No, shout out to her, actually.
Yeah, like Kaya. I know we are, the flow is what's on your mind. I just want to speak about Kaya. Adeola held it down, man. Mm. Adeola held it down. I remember when the first episode aired, I was like, oh my God, let me see how she rocks. But I knew she had a lot of camera chemistry and she knows how a podcast works. She did a lot of collaborations. But on my first episode, there are a few things that I was not happy about, especially on her angle, because she's sitting here and everything. She can't be like me. But even in her own flow, she kind of failed to do that. But I told her, no, man, you know, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 6.
What the fuck is that?
She understands what she's watching this. Okay. And I remember I told her the second episode she came out strong, she came out firm. Mm. And I like, because I watched, the first one I didn't watch like that. I was just browsing through it. The second one, I watched it nice. Mm. The second one where Tahi, Munaga, and Adeola. I won't lie, that was a nice show. Mm. I know people are going to say, wait. And even me, I can say, wait, but...
Wait, for what?
Like, oh, no, man. I want the, what? Maybe, for example, there was no enough humor, for example, like how we do. Mm. But I feel like they are more informative, they are more chilled, and they are more calm. And they kind of, they don't know yet, but they kind of have like chemistry, you know? Yeah. And they kind of
They could have their own little show thing on the side.
Okay, little is crazy, but they could.
No, whoa.
but I won't lie. I'm not taking any because it's not easy. I remember the first time we did our own thing.
Yeah, I know it was crazy.
It was so crazy to a point where I was like, "What did I put myself in?" Mm. You know. Second episode came by the third, tenth one. Gets what pure come to me. Gets what tattoo come to me. Now come to me. Do you get what come to me? But like you get to know those things, ne? But once you're outside, it's funny how. One lesson I learned, it's funny how you know you have something until you lose it. Mm. You know, I was in my blanket at night in the hotel. Instead of me enjoying the hotel, I'm watching Spread Humans. I'm like, oh, some people, when we drop, they're like this, watching us. Mm. And we don't value those things. Because I made sure I drop, and I even downloaded the episode. Yeah. Like, even if I can have data, even Wi-Fi, I got hotel, I'm going to watch this episode. And I just want to say, I really appreciate the support that people gave us, especially Abu Mac, Bala, and also everyone in this room, including Dima. No, so I just want to say shout out.
And Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa is everyone in this room, including Dima.
Oh, shit.
But I just want to say, man, they don't know. I'm telling you this, man. They don't know what they pulled. One day they will realize what they pulled was insane. But yeah, let me stop degrading.
How was the show for you?
I never watched the shows. I felt like, oh man, Spitting Humans is like my baby. Mm. So like, now it felt like I'm giving my baby up for adoption. So I felt like, yes, that's what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
So I was like,
not even babysitting. Adoption,
bro.
Because when you've been out, you've been on vacation.
Yeah, no, hey. Bro, I've been gone for 3 weeks. I'm so sorry for going for so long.
Superstar
level.
What are you?
What are you?
What are you?
I'm on your own.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later, but I wanted to say that, I appreciate each and every one of the Bantwisies. We've been on tour for the past 3 weeks. We're still on tour. After this, we're literally like going back on the road. But we love you guys. And thank you so much for the three hosts that did such an amazing job. We appreciate you guys too. And yeah, man, I have nothing to say, but I really do appreciate you guys. Sima Lima.
Oh, but wait. Do you think Monaga represented you well?
I never watched the show.
Oh, but she kind of did.
You think so? Yeah. I just think she's pretty. I'm straight. Sometimes. Why is it sometimes?
I don't want to pull outside.
Anyways.
With me, I think the first show, I watched it with a lot of anger, you know? But it was what it was, and it was just like, man, away, you know? Mm. And then the second one, and, okay, well, the first one, yeah, like, it was dope. It was actually a good show. I was like, okay, it's not bad, it's not bad. Their guest was Tato, right? She was the guest,
those
or she was part
that
of?
That I struggled with. I remember I told dude, I was like, ha, ha. It didn't feel like she was the guest.
Yeah.
It felt like everyone was co-hosting.
Yeah. Okay.
Tato was the guest?
Yeah, she was technically.
Oh, she was co-hosting.
Like, that's why I can, it's in between, eh? She was at the seat of the guest, but I don't think she was the guest.
Yeah. Tahi, yeah, thank you for standing in for me. yeah, Monaka was dope, you know. But I just didn't like the little beef that they had with Kaya, you know. It just looked weird on screen, you know. But it was a cool show. And then the second one, I didn't really watch that much. But yeah, you guys were dope. Thank you for standing in for us. If it wasn't for you guys, there wouldn't be a show for like 2 weeks.
That's
you know
real.
What I mean? So thank you so much for standing in for us. And yeah, just try something, you know.
Right?
The three of them, it would be dope.
Yeah. But speaking of that, Sima, I was scared a bit, man, in terms of like beef. The fact that the beef that, well, the evident beef that happened on here, it didn't start here. That's what I'm afraid of. Now,
really?
Especially because we are on tour. So now what if we go on tour and I do something to you?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we fought with Dima and me and you like fat and like, for example, something like that. Is it necessary for us to come discuss things here?
Yeah.
Because I was putting myself in an imaginary world. Or what if it's me and Yanda, we are fighting for something. And now no one knew about that thing. As much as it was an internet thing, why are we bringing it here? And at the end of the day, you can't blame anyone because those are feelings. How do we go then about and say, you know what? Fit, chill, listen. I didn't like 1, 2, 3. I didn't like 1, 2, 3. We can just rock the show. We don't have to show people or I don't give a shit. Because most duos that are out there, that's one thing I know and I realize when we have the conversation.
Yeah.
Most duos that you guys think are our best friends, they actually don't give a fuck about
each other. They don't fuck each other.
Like after a gig, the other one can go there, the other one. Like they don't. And you won't see it. Once they say, guys, mang, Spear and DJ BJ are coming on stage, they rock each other. And they cock up, oh no. Like, when I say rock, yeah, they rock each other, they open. Like, they rock, ne? But you find out after the episode, it's done.
Yeah, literally, everyone goes their separate ways. Like, they're not friends like that. You know?
Isn't that scary?
I think
it happens.
With them, I think, like, they've always held it in because they never see each other anyway. Do you understand? So when they finally saw each other, it was like, yeah, it's like when I was like, that were not supposed to come out, and it's just like, why is it coming out on the show? Like,
and I got my record.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? So I think with them, it's just a distance thing. They've never like really been in the same spaces, you know. So when they got together here, it's like, oh shit, she's here, and oh fuck, she's here.
But
so
yeah,
it's like, yeah,
it's content, I feel like it's very important that you guys solve it prior to the show. Or just understand, or if I don't like something about you, I don't like something about you outside. But now let's rock, because you're not only destroying for me, you're also destroying for yourself and the third person. You get me? And one thing I realize is that once we vibe like this, and this is one thing we realize on tour, and we kind of thought about it, or once you do something crazy, people don't say, Yanda did it. They say, Buzile by the so the one twisters did that. If now I do something, I steal. But Lord, you guys steal. And now you never stole like you never stole anything. And that's my biggest fear. Or sometimes your career and your name is more dependent on other people.
Yeah.
That's like one of my big, because now let's say the producer is Dudu. And Dudu does something to other at other shows. So when she does any hectic thing on other shows, they think, or even on this show, she does the same.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
But I do like how Kai handled it, though. She's very calmer than I am. That's one thing I know for sure.
Sima, you are calm. We know her. No, she's calm.
Remember that time I broke the heater in the car?
No.
You broke the heater.
No, but... Okay, you know what? We will come to the...
You?
No, we'll come there. Because Linda, we'll so much here. Guys, by the way,
you?
So that you don't... You think on the outside, the tour shows, it's fun and games. Né? There's a lot of internal fights. Yeah.
You.
Internal, to a point where, you know what? You think, can I just get a flight and go back home?
You.
And I'll borrow you this strange. I'll borrow you to another one. I'll tell you, why don't you tell me anything? And you're like, oh, shit.
Because no. You did this.
Nah, you guys were irritating me, man.
But
it was bad.
Okay. We'll go there. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway. New week. New thoughts. What's on your mind? I miss this so much.
Yeah.
We're so desperate to a point where... No. Let's not lie. We're so desperate to a point where one night... We were at this other hotel. You remember? You were so desperate. So you had Zinche Kwaimani, man. And the episode dropped. And we were so drunk. And we were like, shit, guys. We really misread you. So we are talking. So the couches, it was like a house. Yeah. The couch was like that. Sima was sitting there. Yanda was sitting here. And I was sitting here. Né? And we were talking like we were on
and
the
And I put my camera there.
Sima took a video and we have our tablet. We had our own spreading humors. And I remember when Zinhle came downstairs, we were like, no.
You were like, yes?
That was bad.
Ah, nah, man.
Yo, it was bad. I didn't want to hear the word mind because I'm going to be like, so what's on my mind is.
And then.
Yo, yeah. What's on your mind, Yandaki?
You have so many things on my mind. Mm-hmm. Yo, I don't know which one to start with. How many what's on your minds are we allowed to do? As many as you want.
Mm. I thought you also have what's on your minds.
I don't know. Should we start with like tour life or like other stuff?
Tour life is gonna take time, so let's do other stuff first.
Okay, so this is something that I asked Zile while we were in the plane, right? So I asked him, do you think it's difficult?
Wait, why didn't you tell me this before the shoot, man?
Nigga, while we were in the pen, I was like, you know what? This is going to be what's on my mind. I asked him, is it...
Phone's on silent.
No, give me a quack.
I asked him, do you think it's easier to make it in the influencer industry than the music industry?
Oh, I remember.
Yes. So what do you guys think?
Like, I told you my answer. Ne?
No, but now the
we don't know.
Exactly.
So, I think... Ne? It's easier to make it in the influencer industry than the music industry. Mm-hmm. So in the music industry, you need to have a hit. Wow. So the only way you are going to get like Abu Maporisa, Abu Kabza to hit you up, the song must have taken a tour on TikTok. You get me? Like the song must be great. So with an influencer, if you are funny, if your content is proper, if your content is dope, you can even do it at your own house. And also, with an influencer, you need what? Your phone only. Mm. You don't necessarily need brands at the same time. You don't necessarily need anything else because that's how, how I started. I just had my phone. Mm. That was the only thing I had until brands came, until other people saw me and they were like, let's work. Mm. With music, you need equipment, which is very expensive. Mm. Another thing, if you are struggling to make hits, you highly need features.
That's true.
Let's say you're in Eastern Cape, you're struggling to come to Jersey. Mm. You can't just get a feature just like that. But with influencer, if my content is proper, I'm definitely going to make it because what? I'm fine. Maybe I'm documenting something. I'm doing my own thing. And gradually, I'm growing. Like how, for example, let's say Sonwabile. I don't think Sonwabile had like any feature. He just did his own thing in his own room until he built his... Only now he's doing features. Mm. Like, for example, Usmaman has been pushing. Mm. Only now he's only
booming now.
And now the only way to maintain his thing is through features. So now Willie can still rock without any feature.
Yeah.
You get me? So I feel like influencer is much easier.
Yeah, I think influencing definitely it's like the easiest. And then with the music side of things, I think being a DJ is like the easiest thing, like to blow. Like a lot of people are turning to DJing and so forth because they just want to boom faster. Because music, like for example, Unobantu Vilakazi, you know, we know her. She's done dope music, but she feels like she's not getting there fast enough. But she did say that her first love was DJing. Do you understand? But now she's getting gigs like that. Like her gigs are heavy now because of her being a DJ. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? So I think being a DJ is much quicker, you know, in the music side, but influencing is definitely like the one way. Like this in the morning, Jay, on TikTok, you post a video tonight, next day you don't know if you boomed or what, you vogue and Jay, 3 million views. You know, it's easy. It's influencing.
It's like for example with Uncle Waffles. She didn't blow through her music. She didn't blow through her. She blew through DJing, through social media, through Creative Corner, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So it was social media. It was like, Creative Corner had like followers.
Yeah.
So her just DJing there and singing and so it's like her kind of like social media. In
I hear you.
You get me? Mm-hmm. So once she mastered her craft and that's when she built everything.
You guys make a lot of sense.
So yeah.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I think I wrote it.
Something.
You trying to be like me for real?
No. Ugh, come on, man. Hey. I think I wrote it. What was it?
Ow!
I feel like, no, you know, I know what it is. I think language barrier.
Language barrier?
Yeah, language barrier, like culture shock.
Okay.
Like language, because it goes to traveling things. So I realized that in SA, it's very vital that you know like a lot of languages, even if you can't speak them, please understand them. Because it happened to me. If I know, because there were a lot of moments whereby like I was alone and now I'm struggling to do. I remember at the airport, I was trying to tell this lady, no, I'm waiting for someone. And we're in Eswatini or something. What was it? Eastern Cape, next to Kabeja or something.
Okay,
so I'm telling this lady, no, I'm waiting for someone with this bag. Ne? Mm-hmm. And when they come, they will pay for this bag and they'll check it in. But because of the language barrier, I couldn't. She kept on saying,
I think you should have spoken like English, maybe.
Maybe.
No, but she didn't get it like fully.
She didn't understand English.
Like, but how do you work at the airport and you don't know English?
No, but no, guys, there's
how
a lot.
What happened?
I had to take my bag in.
Yes.
And when I took it in, I'm like, I was trying to tell this lady, or maybe my English was the one that was wrong.
Hey, maybe.
that can happen. But all I'm saying, all in all, is the thing of like, I feel like in SA, knowing other languages is very important, that more than people think.
That's true.
Because once I'm in a situation and I'm talking to like a Zulu guy and I can speak Zulu fluently, bro, and I can even relate to, have you ever been in a situation whereby you meet someone and they can talk about things that you relate? It makes you feel at ease. You can even give them a lift for free. But no, serious.
Yeah.
So even securities, once you're stuck and you're like, oh, Malumi, like I run. I hear
you.
But So I feel like in SA, language carries a lot more than people think. It can take you to kind of some of the doors can be open just because you understand the person verbal and you can speak back.
I think I also did kind of struggle, you know, especially yesterday. I don't know how to speak na ispedi neswana nendon, but I can hear it fluently, like but it was kind of embarrassing in a way, like just saying sanbonani to abantu abangayikhulumi language. But the response was great though. Like everyone said sanbonani, sawubona back, you know. It was dope, but it was just, but I think it goes ngomuntu, yes. You know, if a person, when you try to say something to someone in their language and they're like, no, Chomi, just speak English. It's okay, I hear you. I think that's how it should
that's
be.
That's the Josie side. I wonder the Josie side. It's not here in Josie, people understand. You can speak anything. I'll be like, just speak English. Unless you are in an Uber or something. Like, when you're in sometimes it's tricky. Yeah, in there, once they say they are speaking Zulu, we are speaking Zulu in this car. But One thing I realized, external things, language is very important, bro.
True. Even knowing how to like say like a simple greeting in someone else's language. Because we have been seeing Sanibonani everywhere we go, hey?
Yeah, I said Molweni in my hometown.
Now, I remember in Limpopo, I was saying, Panzi. And I was like, oh, and like, I could hear the response. It's not giving the same way.
So now, you said fast.
When I say fast, the response was the one. So I realized, or in essay, it's very, no, I'm not saying try to speak all the languages. You'll fail or you won't make it like as easy as you think. But just try to understand, especially if you want to travel the country.
All right, I see. All right. What's on my mind? Oh, guys. Rotman. Like,
I thought you were going to say something about the Illuminati, Holy Weird.
It's coming!
Oh, we're getting there.
Papi!
50%.
So,
Papi?
So, yeah, guys, if, for the people that don't know, Rotman posted a video
Part 2 of 35.
What?
Eh?
Part 2 of 35.
So there's 35? Okay.
Videos.
Hey,
no, I just know about the
we're still on part one.
Dude, I just know about, excuse me? It's a series.
Yeah. I wanna get kitchen.
But how petty can you be to do so many parts when someone okay.
Let's
my problem. Nah, let's go back. Fine. Ukunile was with a man overseas and he's spoiling her Gucci's, Versace's, Humanati flowers, you know. So when I think Krutman got triggered after he saw that, he's like, I thought this could, because I think he used to like say mean things to her and be like, you'll never get a guy like me.
Yes.
Da, 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 da. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when he sees that shit, she's actually getting a guy that's even better than I am, richer than I am. It's like, what?
I think it just hurts his
yes, ego. And he looked down on her. He's like, intombazana nje, that comes from the townships. And who do you think will love you the way I did? Who do you think? He was saying mean things like that. And now she's getting all the love in the world. She's posting, she's happy. She's even gaining weight. Like, happiness, like, happy weight. Kore, she's always smiling. Always, she hasn't even said a word, guys, to this man. I don't know if she responded, but now, Rotman was so petty, he literally went to hell and rumbad a video, a sex tape of theirs, and he posted it.
He rumbad.
Yes, he dug for it.
Like,
he dug for it, and he found it, and he's like, why?
Can I ask, porn not illegal in South Africa?
It is. He must get arrested.
So why hasn't he gotten arrested yet? What's the holdup? What are we waiting for?
I don't know, but apparently he's
can't
not.
Can't he pick it up, look okay?
But on a serious note, after he posted that video, or those videos, he said 2 of 35. It's like he's banking 35 more.
But you know what I like? On Twitter, like, they were talking about how, oh, I'm so glad I haven't seen this video on my TL, because people had been reporting it. So I'm glad, yes. So I'm so glad that we as South Africa are on her side. Now the next mission is to get that guy arrested, because what he did is illegal. That is wrong.
And also, I mean, like, the timing, bro. Like, wow, it's not even a good thing, but you can tell from the timing that he's doing this, it's a petty thing. He's
so
not even
petty.
Doing it, or it's not even a mistake. All the evidence, yeah, one shot, you are only doing this because this person is enjoying life without you. And guys, sometimes, this is what I always say, Ore, when life you fit, Alamotu, you fit it. Like, when life goes, it goes, bruh. You enjoyed, yeah, we know you guys had nice memory, what romantic stuff. It's cha.
And, you know, guys, there's something that's been going through my head. There's a lot of people saying that they don't really feel sorry for Ucinile, because a lot of people got scammed by Rotman, and she knew the whole time, and she was making fun of it and saying, who sent you, blah, 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 who said you must go buy, you know, ask him to help you with Forex, da, 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 who's, you know, stuff like that. She was just mocking them and being mean to them, right? And secondly, how she got into that relationship with Rotman was still with
the other ex, right? I don't know if her name is Garabo or, but he was still with her and they used to go to Gold City together. It was nice vibes. My wife, my this, while he's in a relationship with that girl. So how did that girlie feel? You understand? How did Garabo feel when all of that was happening? Mm. When she was stinnering Garabo, you understand what I'm saying? So people are just like, some of them, they're like, we do not feel sorry for this girl. Good. And others are like, but revenge porn is illegal and it's not right. That is, no matter what she did, guys, it's not cool. But, oh gosh, I was about to, never mind.
I can't
do that. Yeah. But, I don't know. Grootman is just a narcissist who can't take defeat or he can't take a no and he can't take rejection. Like, why do all of this? Why not focus on getting another girl like you did when you and Garabo broke up? Why, like, what's wrong? Get someone else. Get a life. You have a kid. Your kid, one day, if this thing surfaces again while your kid is, when your kid is older, what's going to happen with you? Uposte ingane, I mean, umawe ingane yakho. Now doing snacks things. But he didn't show his face, did he? Apparently, he didn't show his face.
Did he do it? I don't know.
But that was just nasty. Grootman is a narcissist and he is sick in the head and there's something wrong with him. He needs therapy, serious therapy. Like, therapist angaziphi. Or he must go to Viscopy. Something's wrong with that gent. Something's absolutely wrong with that gent.
For sure.
Now, he needs help. Serious help.
I remember when I was in when first time I got to understand social media, they were like, popular, bruh. Like, this guy would create an account today, tomorrow it has 70,000 followers. What I would do, I'd be like, you know what? From now on, I'm not following this whole saga anymore because I realize this is like a facade in a way and I just don't want to be involved in such things. Mm. I like raw things. Yeah. I don't want to believe things.
Why are you laughing?
He's laughing because you guys do pranks and that's not raw.
He's not laughing at that. He said, I get what papa. I like raw things.
Yeah.
He's laughing at that because he has a dirty mind. He was just thinking of something else. And now you come and you saw that's what's been on your mind.
Oh no. I thought that's what he was thinking.
But it's fine. So that's what you're thoughting. That means you've been thinking
exactly.
That the whole time.
No, shame. It just popped
and
up
in my mind. You literally just off-ramped.
Shame,
no,
guys.
Even if she off-ramped, that's the truth.
Yeah, it is, but like, the fuck? We don't even do pranks anymore, by the way.
Okay, I'm so sorry for offending you.
It's not nice, but
it's
okay.
Not nice, ne? I'm sorry for hurting your feelings.
Guys, okay. Spring Humus is tired of fights, eh?
You're real.
It's not a fight.
But at least we apologize
to each other.
Okay, so as I was saying, besides a Porsche and a Mercedes Benz, which one would you guys get?
Dude, what does that have to do with anything?
What does that have to do with?
Oh, sorry. I wanted to down things.
No, man, you were saying something. You were saying something.
Still speaking about the whole relationship thing on social media. I feel like sometimes, from one side, it was a pressure. It was a pressure of, I was the guy who was doing all these things for this man.
Yeah.
And now I lost all the power. He thought the best way to try to operate and still have the light is to do all this, which is, for me, it's not a good move. And also, one thing I'm realizing now, it goes to show, when you're in a relationship, you can't talk too much.
What does that mean?
Don't be too excited to watch any video.
That's not funny.
No, it's not. Don't be excited. One day, you thought to let up gasket. And I'm not saying, I'm not promoting people should tula top G. But that goes to show, as much as you're in a relationship, don't want to wear vice sharp, you're not very every day.
When that person goes, they will go to hell.
Yeah, so.
Yo.
It was a crazy week, and I think I heard she also deactivated her account.
Mm.
Yes, she
it's
did.
Bad, man. It's bad.
It's just sad, man.
But Grootman must go to jail
for
a very long time.
For the scams,
even for the scams, fraud, everything, whatever you're doing behind the scenes, I hope it gets exposed. Even like this year's the year of truth, I wish you get exposed, Grootman. God, don't let anyone get banned. Way, Uti. Anyway, what's on your mind, Yanaki?
I wanted to ask, during our time on the road, what are the lessons that you guys have learned?
That's one thing I realized. Or
hey.
I hate people who disrespect me with all my heart. Like,
sorry, God.
No, but I didn't say sorry to him nicely.
No. Here's the thing, ne? And now, like I said, ne? Sima, I come from a heart whereby, like, I understand. I don't like fights.
Yeah.
But I can't tolerate them. And I hate disrespect. Ne? So here's the thing. If now you say don't speak about this and I speak about it, ne? Like if you say don't speak about it, I speak about it, and you're like sorry. I don't understand. Ah, Sima, everyone does, guys. There's no way you are perfect. Ne? That's one thing I learned. Ne? And you do it again, maybe you let your guard down, you know, and you say something, and you're like sorry again. The third time, I can't say the same thing to you.
Yeah, that over means and
I don't
over.
Value you and respect you, and I don't care. You can't. I give a therapist. I give a record. Just don't speak with me anymore. Just do your thing. I'll do my thing. I'll respect you. Or you don't respect me. You get me? That one thing I realize, or I take too much to disrespect. Like if you disrespect me, I can't just fall at the same time. Like I literally won't give a shit about you. Trust. But yeah, that's one thing I realize. Or actually, maybe it's a problem with me, but I don't like this. That's why maybe I always like being happy. I always, because I don't want to go to that that room. Because once I'm inside there, but yeah, maybe it's too soft. But I guess that's one lesson I got. Even when I slept yesterday, I was like, I don't know, maybe getting a little tighter, but I still don't feel anyhow.
I don't think it's a problem. I just feel like it really hurts your feelings, and that's that.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So, and she did apologize, you know, and holding it in is just like, let it go.
But I feel like his feelings are valid.
They are valid, definitely.
What I did say did hurt you, Zile, and I'm really sorry for saying what I said. It was wrong of me
No. So here's the thing, ne? Guys, let me tell you, ne? Let me tell you. Here's number one, ne? So I'm gonna and I held this with a purpose because I wanted people to know, or because maybe people will give me like constructive criticism, or they will tell me what's wrong with me. So firstly, this person swears at me and swears at my, like, and she apologizes, ne? And I'm like, don't ever do that. But I'm like, fine. She swears at someone. And secondly,
swears at what? Who?
My parents.
Okay.
Both occasions. And she swears at them first time. Second time, and both of the occasions she says sorry. And you know what's crazy about those occasions? I'm like, I understand, just don't ever do that. Even like I'm like a Korean girl, don't ever do that. I don't feel comfortable with you doing that. Now, this person says at me, you know what she say? I'm not talking to her. She's like, and you know, for someone who always speaks about insecurities and body, what she tells me, you just have a big head, you're not thinking about anything physical. And she tells me, and I don't understand, if you always preach your body dysmorphia and if you preach insecurities and you do that to someone, I don't think it's nice. And that's how I felt. Or if vele, that's how you preach. That means it's only valid when it's on you, not on other people. And if you want me to say, no, I forgive you, it doesn't make sense for me to forgive you the whole tour. How many tours are we going to have? I can't keep on forgiving you every day. It's so selfish and I didn't like it. That's all. So that's how I feel.
Yanda, do you have anything to say?
Zile and I, like, we've had, like, really, like, how do I say this? I don't want to say harsh jokes / mean jokes. And we spoke about it on the pin, and I was like, oh, one thing about me and you, we'll have, like, really, like, mean jokes. We'll say mean jokes to each other. So I think I just didn't know the limits, you know, because usually we'd swear at each other, but I think I just crossed that line. So what I said was really harsh. Zile, I'm sorry for saying that you have a big head. It was wrong of me. It wasn't funny at all. I'll never say it again.
You can laugh, guys.
No, but it's not funny. No, you can laugh.
That's not the point I'm trying to say. I'm not saying it's not funny. Just that the problem with it, ne, is the problem if I said something about her like that, and my returns, ne, and this is something I got from also the show. People are saying things about me, and I even told Spew, I told you, I'm like, once I return, it won't be nice. That's why sometimes I keep quiet. I'm like, I'd rather be head than return back, because you'll never see yourself the same. Every day you'll look at the mirror and you'll see that thing and you'll be like, shit.
Yeah, but I don't want you to look in the mirror and feel like you have a big head, because you don't. I feel like the reason... No, it's not funny. Why I said it is because you genuinely don't have a big head. In the car, I asked Dima, I was like, does he have a big head? They said no, but if... No!
Okay, my point. Okay, guys, my point. I'm not trying to... I won't be angry anymore. That's why I'm saying you guys can laugh. Né? And I know people are still going to get to me. It's fine, man. All I'm trying to say is, for someone who preaches insecurities, for someone who preaches body what, you are the wrong person. You are not in a good light to say those things. Mm. If it doesn't make sense. And it won't be nice. Because me, I make fun of people for a living. Eh? Mm. And if I try and make fun of you, it won't be the same way. Mm. And I'm telling you, and you, what's part? You're a girl. You need confidence in all aspects. Mm. But like I said, I genuinely say it doesn't matter anymore. That's one lesson I learned. Mm. And I realized, or once a person does that, I'm out. Mm. So, yeah.
But now I really do feel bad, because I don't want you to be out, because we haven't spoken in days. No.
I doubt. Vanessa, what did, knows. Oh, Vanessa see, is here. Vanessa knows.
What did I learn on the trip? I learned that I can't stay with people for too long. I get agitated very easily.
Especially the dancers.
I really like them. I really, really like them.
What the hell?
Because I hardly ever see them, you understand?
The dancers.
Yeah, like I hardly see them. So, but yeah, I can't stay with people for too long. Like, I also want my own space. Like, as much as I've always been like, yo, I want siblings, I want this, because I'm the only kid. I'm just like, every time when I see people, I get so excited. But that was too freaking long for me. I was like, no. Actually, I like my space. So I learned that. I actually
also, that's why you kept on sleeping.
Yes,
can avoid that?
Yes, can avoid that? Because what? Can I hang over? Get a moon. Yanda's laughing. Get a moon. What the fuck? What's going on?
There was a day.
Come on, hey man, fuck. No, I couldn't.
I don't want to say this from Uruguay. Okay, there was a day Sima was tired, was very tired. I don't want to say, please guys, and allow me. Né? So Sima was very tired. So when she came to the car, because she was tired now, she was the last person to come to the car.
Yeah.
This person is so tired because, guys, everyone in the car, né, got sweat on. When I say everyone, I mean the promoter. Kutu is the one who's like handling our things, Kutu Ramore. And Yanda, Bambujama Chila, Nna, Umbujama, like to a point or... I remember, should I say Uru?
Just speak.
Nah, okay. Don't speak. Say mine. You can say yours, child.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say mine. I'm going to. So, to a point, Darmana, Sima so tired. And now she's late to the car. Mutu, I'm very sure. She didn't use lotion. Eh? So, in the car, because Uru, I had lotion. And Kutu also had lotion. So, she told everyone, except Vanessa was the only safe one.
And she was quiet. That's the thing.
So, now Sima wants to use lotion. Eh? For a skin. We're like, we don't have. Now I had Kutu had. She used hairspray.
I was dry. What was I gonna do?
That's why I saw, and Linda, when she's telling me things, I'm like, yo, 1 hour to lap, I can't do anything. You know what? Let me just leave. And that day actually turned out nice. We didn't even fight.
We
just made jokes about
it. It wasn't awkward.
Yeah, when we came back. But all I'm saying is that, guys, it's not as easy as you guys think. Especially pictures will make you guys think, oh, the toy is nice. Guys, the only time we're having fun, eh, is the split second when we're on stage. On stage, we even forget that's how much we have fun, because we have a flow, we have a script, or this is what we do, this is what we say, this is what, after that, out. The problem is when we are going home.
Oh,
in the car.
Close
in the car.
5 hours.
5 hours more. On the road.
That thing drains me.
I think what I've learned is I need to manage my time better. Like, I'm slow at packing, showering, getting ready. But now, like, I'm fast. So that's what... Oh, and to stop saying mean stuff to people because it's not nice.
Yeah. That's dope.
That's dope.
So, guys, today we have an amazing guest. She was on Big Brother. She was doing the most. Hey, Nganaba to Umo Mara. That says she's one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen. Literally, she's so pretty. And she's doing the most with music. Please give it up for Liema.
This is Big Brother.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Why are you not too shy?
Too shy, kanling. I'm a bit shy.
Your cousin?
Yes.
Kanling.
Okay. You know what's crazy? I wish we knew when we went to the Big Brother house. I was going to be prepared, Linda.
No, prepared. That's why I was going to be there.
Yeah? It wasn't even there.
Yeah, but did you see before? Did you go? Did you see where we went? Or you guys? Because we went a day. Was it a day before?
Yeah.
A day before. The house.
The day before?
Yeah, we went a day before.
Really?
Yeah, we slept in there. We saw all those
things. That's so nice.
Yeah. How was it? How was the experience? Let's start there.
Very overwhelming. Is very it? Exciting, fun. Yeah.
Wait, how, very... old,
how old are you?
I'm 22.
Wow.
You're turning 23?
Yes, October.
Oh. Okay. 2002, ne?
2001.
So you know, same age, wild.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy with the internet, ne? So yesterday I was watching, I was like, yo, I want to know something that she's going to be surprised. Mm. So now I go to YouTube, I'm like, real life of Liam Pants. Mm. I search on YouTube. First thing, now you're saying your age. Apparently you were born 2002, January 25.
Eh?
Yes.
Where?
It's 2002.
Google. Yeah.
No, that's crazy. I even saw something, but I'm an air sign.
Yeah, what?
I'm an air sign.
Oh, what's that?
What's that?
That's like the other, the star signs.
Oh.
So what is your star sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a lot of misconceptions and lies. On
oh, we relate. Yeah. I'm also a Scorpio. Hey.
No, you're not. Really?
I'm a Scorpio.
Since when?
No, you're not.
When's your birthday?
When?
Ah, he's lying.
No, man, I'm a Scorpio, bro. No. I think Scorpios are the ones with the tail, ne? No, no, on a serious but tell her, what was your, like, you're sitting down, you're having a normal day as mm-hmm. Liema, you get an email or a call saying, well, welcome to the Big Brother House 2024. Mm-hmm. What's your reaction?
Hey, at first I was a bit skeptical about it. I wasn't really happy because I was like, okay, then I have to leave school, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So... And then I told my parents and they were very supportive. So I got excited after because I was nervous to tell them, but ish, guys, tati, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know? But as soon as I heard but they, you know, supportive about it, I got excited.
You okay, said school.
What made you like go to Big Brother?
I'm a singer, right?
Okay.
So I wanted to open doors for myself
in
that
okay.
aspect, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So when you say school, what do you, which grade? Grade 10, 12?
But
when
<No,
laughs> we need to, after, you need to check, man.
No, varsity.
What were you studying?
I was studying business management.
Oh, BMA. Ooh. Oh, no, that's dope. That's dope. You give me corporate vibes.
Really?
Yeah.
I was supposed to be a lawyer.
Nah.
Yeah.
What changed? What changed?
Same.
Hey, agree.
Why is everything same?
I was going to be a lawyer. Objection, my lord.
Yeah.
What made you choose the corporate world and not law?
I think the end I interested in network marketing and business more. So I was like, ish. And, you know, law is too much.
Yeah.
I was going to study and study. And I don't even like books, so.
And then are there any, like, drastic life changes you've experienced post-Big Brother?
Yeah, of course.
Like what?
Hey, my life. I live in Joburg now. Mm. That's crazy.
Where did you live before?
Eastern Cape.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Your cousin?
Mm-hmm. Matum.
Yes.
She did say.
Yeah.
So other than Joburg...
Other than Joburg, just my schedule now.
Mm.
You know, my habits also have changed.
Mama!
Yay! Yeah, like, I think it was a lot at first, but now I'm getting, you know, the grasp of everything, yeah.
Mm.
Well, yeah, it has changed, like, drastically.
What is the biggest change that you saw? You know what, now I'm really in my pants, like, after Big Brother. One thing that made you say, yo, this is crazy, actually.
I think coming out of the house and finding people that love me for me, like, I had fans, bruh, and is I it, was so surprised because I felt as if, I felt as if I was just doing shit in the house and no one would like me outside.
And that time you don't know if people like you or not, you're just being yourself.
Yeah, so when I came out and I saw, like, a lot of fans, I was actually very surprised.
I saw your homecoming was so nice.
Really?
Yeah, so nice.
Thank you.
But it was full of a lot of... Do you think your fan base or your supporters mainly consists of women? Because when I saw the video, there was a lot of women.
Yeah.
Liama is a prayer warrior. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, it's a lot of women, yeah.
So do you think also prayer carried you throughout the journey that you are right now?
Yeah, somehow, yeah.
Mm. Mm. And what would you say was the biggest lesson you learned from Big Brother?
Not everything needs a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Why need to no?
No, like sometimes.
No.
No, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she was here, hey? Really?
Oh. Well, what?
Going at it. Were you fighting people?
Hey.
It's okay to fight. If you did it, you did it.
Did you fight?
A few times, yeah.
Physically? Yeah.
Not physically, I'll be out of the house if I hit someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Like that type of way. Oh, how? Because I didn't watch it like that. So I want to know how. What was the main cause of the
fight? I wasn't letting people get into my head. I wasn't letting people, you know, mazondi.
So why did you let that guy, you?
Eh?
Why did you let that guy that you were busy with?
Who's that guy?
What is? She did that. She's like, I don't want people to get...
What did she say? Like,
who's that guy?
Who's in the house?
Oh, why did I let him?
Mm. Who's the guy?
I was in love, Galoko.
The guy was who? Jared.
Oh, okay.
Oh. You were really in love with him?
Yeah, I was.
But then,
not like in love, but I really liked him.
Do you guys still talk?
Nah.
Sure. Why?
What happened?
She knows. I think she knows a lot.
What happened?
Nah, he was a boost man. Played her a lot.
Did you forgive him?
A long time ago.
Sure.
So apparently you guys were, okay, well, you and Jared were in like a polygamous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So do you mind telling us what happened? Because now others are saying you were played. Mm. Others are saying it was a whole polygamous vibe. So what really happened?
Polygamous in the house.
Vibe, yeah.
Imagine outside.
Nah.
In a group chat.
Oh, man. Can I not answer that? I really don't know how to answer it. Yeah.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know what was going on.
Yeah.
We're just having fun.
But would you do it again?
The house.
Oh, not the polygamous relationship.
Why?
But you did it. We can say why.
I mean, yeah, but like, I mean, that's a different reality, guys.
Yeah, it's in the house.
Yeah.
You work with what you have.
Right.
Yeah, you adapt. No, you adapt or die.
Literally.
But okay, like besides that, like what's your take on polygamous relationships as you alone? Not the house, not everything, just it by itself. Because it's gonna be very interesting because when we will from her hand of experience in a way.
I'm in a shame. As for me, it's not the one.
Yeah.
For me. I think I don't judge anyone who does it.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't think I would want to be in such a... Because I'm a jealous person.
Yeah.
I'm the jealous type, so... Nah.
Okay. So, when you found out that your grandmother passed on while you were in the game, how did that affect you? How did that change you? Like, did it have any drastic change on you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Emotionally. Yeah. Made me in such a dark space. Like, I couldn't even enjoy my time. And now that I think of it, I don't remember a lot of things that happened because I felt like it took a toll on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to stay?
I wanted to leave, like, the day I heard that she's gone.
Yeah.
And then I went to the diary room and then I got a message back that my family was saying, nope. You're not leaving.
Mm.
Continue.
Mm.
Like, continue. Just continue.
Okay.
We good.
We'll sort it out.
We'll sort it out. So I guess that gave me courage to continue. Oh, yeah. But
sorry
it wasn't easy. Thank you.
I feel like that goes to show the type of character that you are. Because mm-hmm. some people I wouldn't withstand it even if my parents said, no, don't come. Mm. I'll just come just to, so that I can nurse my feelings.
Yeah.
You doing that, especially at the age that you are in, but mm. not meaning or any age death is expected. Yeah, but yeah, I'll yeah. just say, or you kind of like stood your ground as a person. And mm-hmm. I think that kind of showed your character.
But it also shows that you have like a good support structure.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, mm. yeah. True. That's so nice. I feel like after I heard that, I was mm. like, I shame, maybe manhlale nyani, you know.
Mm. Yeah,
they
yeah.
know what they're doing outside, you know, everything is sorted. So let me just stay and try.
Yeah, but yeah. now I just don't want, I understand or serious and everything. So outside Big Brother, the guys like try to let me learn you.
Zero.
None.
I'm telling
but
you.
I tried.
He's even wearing a suit for you. He's
like,
I
can see.
No, but I tried. Remember?
You tried, eh? Hey. Oh, okay. I could say you.
And you might be even.
Where?
When I told you, no, come to...
This is getting personal. Yeah. Give Zile a chance.
No, but...
Give him a chance. Note. Why? He's a nice guy.
Nice guys don't win.
And look, go get a suit just for you. He never does that.
But on a serious note, I feel like you're not telling us. And now after you told us, so this is how guys are. Né? We like a challenge. Since you said no guy came after you, you're gonna see after here. Mm. So I'm here. I heard you were crying and stuff like that.
I'm not crying.
So you're okay like this?
Oh yeah, I'm fine.
So the biggest things that you wanted to do after getting out of the house, given the fact you're popular 250,
mm-hmm.
and I saw also 250,000,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still gonna come to that. And I also saw your GoFundMe is at $15,000 and above.
Dollars.
So that's you're crazy. Probably like racked up and. Yeah. I know sometimes it's a thing of like when you went inside, you are not racked up like the way you came out. So mm-hmm. what are the things that you want to do, like especially for your family mm-hmm. and your supposed to? What are the things that...
With my money.
Yeah.
I want to invest in my music mm. and also do something for my mom. Yeah.
Okay.
Something.
That's okay.
Between me and my mom. But yeah, I'm so excited.
Is it?
So, yeah.
So when did you when did you get time to... record the song with CC? Because
immediately after. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Who hit up who?
Mm?
Who hit up
it
who?
Was her management. Yes, they hit me up on DMs and they were like, let's go for a session. Like, we saw your video. Mm. Then we went there and we made a song. And
it's a hit, no?
Yeah, we just decided, let's release it immediately.
What's the name of the song?
Impumelelo.
What's the other one? What was it? Is it not worth
Baby No? Yes.
Maybe not worth.
That's my first song, 2022, yeah.
Yeah, it's so dope. It's so
Thank
dope.
Thank you.
But I'm just saying, like coming out of the house with 250, knowing very well, quite well, there's 2 million watching you. What was your reaction? Don't you feel like, guys, because now you're getting out of the house
mm-hmm.
and you see, actually, I kind of like still yeah. a chance. You know, yeah. That's what I feel, ne? Well, what goes on in your head when you know that you still have a chance to get 2 million?
Right now, I'm okay with the decision that I took, but at first,
gosh,
I was like, yeah, and immediately when I came out, like the people told me, yo, I went, you're gonna win.
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is. I feel like God just made that decision for me because I couldn't hear anything. I didn't hear Big Brother. I mean, I thought the bazaar was saying go back in the house or now you make a decision if you want to stay or take the money. I didn't hear anything. I just pressed the bazaar and I went home.
Wow.
But at least I went home with money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So like I lost.
Child's play.
Yeah.
Because with me, it took me time to realize you are not the winner because I didn't watch it like that. But every time I saw you followed me, but I'm like, did this person follow me? When did you follow me?
Before,
I was surprised. I'm like, there's no way. And now when you came out, I could see people are saying, yeah, I'm a left and right and center. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. And He's cooking.
No, man. No, it's not my fault. It's not my fault when she's my type. It's the universe. So when I saw the engagement and how people like praise you and stuff, I thought you won.
Mm.
Even when I was talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I realized, oh, shit. she didn't win, but the amount of love and support that you have, it's insane. Even now, I know you are going to be critiqued. No, these people, they were supposed to bring someone who follows because the people followed you religiously.
Mm. Yeah. You literally have a cult. You know that?
That's scary.
No, not like that. Yeah, no, your people will fight for you.
Yeah. As they should. Prior to Big Brother, you were on Idols, right?
Yes.
Do you mind telling us about like your journey, what you expected from being on Idols, any lessons learned?
How far did you go?
Theatre Week.
Okay.
Oh. Yes. So I think Idols was the beginning of everything. Like when I went to Idols, that's when I realized, I want to do this. I want to make music. I want to perform. Like, I love the lights, the attention, the stage, the practicing. So that's what I think after my experience, after Idols was like, let me push, you know, this is real, you know, and this is what I want to do. But it was nice. It was fun. But yeah.
Then when you don't make it past Theatre Week, like, how do you feel? Do you beat yourself down or what happens? How are you feeling?
You know, I trended because when they evicted me or whatever on Idols, and then they asked me what happened, I said I was hungry.
Dudu, did you give her food?
Yes, I was hungry.
Let's give her food.
I remember.
No, there's Nando's here. No?
Yes, Nando's here. But I was hungry.
Yeah.
I was.
If ulambi lulambi.
Yeah.
But you blaming it on food vel.
I was.
Are you hungry? Are you hungry now?
Did you fuck up the lyrics or?
I fucked up everything.
What happened?
Are you hungry now?
The lyrics, yeah, it was the lyrics. I'm hungry now.
I don't want you, when the interview comes out, no, guys, the reason I asked that question is because I'm hungry.
The reason I answered that question was I'm not hungry.
Okay.
I'm good.
Shoot.
Yeah. So, yeah, when I came out, it was just a funny situation. And I was being real. Like, I was hungry. But, yeah.
So that means you've been in the entertainment industry. Like, you were bound to. Like, hello, Zula.
Yeah.
And this is a hustle for you, ne?
Yeah, it's a hustle.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
No, serious. Idols. I make a soul, Muto. Idols podcast, like, it's been, like, your journey shows or you're persistent.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the way.
Thank you.
I like that.
Who is the what?
Okay. Side eye.
So who is the one person in the house that you never want to see again in your life?
That's deep, hey?
It's not deep, it's the truth.
I actually don't think I have anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you rate your top five?
My top five what?
Participants or housemates.
That? Like that I don't like.
No, that you like. Like,
and then you name the ones you don't
yes.
Like.
Yeah,
come on,
it's a safe space.
Break.
It's a safe space. Just tell us.
The people I like.
Yeah, top five or top three, so that
top three.
Yeah,
top three.
Others out.
I think people know this. I like Yolanda.
Yes.
Snaye.
Snaye. Yes.
And Edmund Jr.
The rest can go.
If they want. If they want, it's their choice.
So how's your relationship with, is it Yolanda?
Yeah, Yolanda.
Yeah, Yolanda is also a friend of the show, because she went to Abumek G for an interview.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
so you are like the younger vision of...
Of what?
Of actually, you know, we look at the big one when you came to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are...
I don't think I'd ever go to the big one, hey?
Why?
Why?
Why not?
It's fun, day.
Guys, no way.
It really is fun, though.
So why would you come to us? Well, now we'll ask you questions. Would you smash those type of things? Because most people are afraid of that question. No, let's be honest. Most people are afraid of that.
But you're not asking it now.
We're about to work anything. We're on our way. No. We're on our way.
What are the things that you always told yourself, or, you know, when I'm in this house, as soon as I come out, there's one thing I want to do besides making music.
Yes.
Of course.
Besides making music.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was my main goal.
But yeah, I could.
Everything else is just, you know, an idea that came after.
Yeah.
And it's just coming now, you know. So it's not like it's always something I wanted to do. Music was the first thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd love to venture in acting, obviously.
Presenting.
And I don't think I'm good at that.
You don't think?
Mm-mm. But you have the face for it.
I do have the face, but I'm not sure if I can keep, you know, the scripts and just that.
She has a lot of a face for a lot of things, but
right? I think I can do. I think I can do a podcast. I had a podcast before I went to the Biggie house.
Is it?
A podcast is like just a conversation, right? You're just flowing. It's nice. But hey, presenting
script, you don't like scripts, basically.
Mm?
What I'm getting is like you don't like.
I mean, scripts. I would do it, but it's not something in my mind right now.
Who are the top five people that you would like to collaborate with on a song?
Shekinah.
Oh.
Where is Shekinah?
Oh, somewhere. Oh,
sorry for your lover. Sorry for your lover. I don't know.
Ah. Sorry for your lover.
Sorry for another.
Sorry for each other.
I said sorry for another. For another. It's suited.
Suited.
Makes sense.
You are here.
But yeah, Shekinah and who else?
Yeah, Shekinah. So my EP is going to be versatile. It's going to have everything. So the people I'm going to mention is just...
random.
Yes, random people. Yeah. Kelvin Momo. Yep, I love his work. And where's Elaine, guys?
Uteng. Uteng.
She was
that
cotton face. Ning ning. You know, Cole.
Yeah, Elaine.
Her. Elaine, yeah. Elaine. Kelvin Momo, Shekinah.
Makadi.
I'm not doing that kind of music. But I think I would explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you smiling?
You make me smile. What's okay.
This is Zile's episode.
I can't think of others.
Is it?
So now are you still? Oh, sorry. Are you still working on your podcast, or did you put it on hold? Or what's happening with this?
I put it on hold.
Why?
Because it was back at home,
mm-hmm.
and like this radio guy gave me an opportunity with my best friend to like do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're not. I'm not there.
Nah.
Yeah,
up there. Onto bigger and better.
I'm not there, but I honestly don't even know where to start here. So
how? I just get a mic. Tell her I was pure. You're on.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
But me, I just wanna know like your life before, because I feel like most of the questions are mainly gonna be orientated with life after and inside the
that's
house.
That's true.
I wanna know how was it like growing up? You, in your head, you always because based off what you're telling me. You also always had a superstar mentality. Like, you always wanted to see yourself.
I've always been delusional.
Yeah. I get that. Maybe let me not be delusional. But tell me now, how was you growing up? Like, what were your goals and stuff like that?
Growing up, ndi khulele kwi family enaba faz. Like, an all-woman family. Was quite interesting. It's very open.
How many were you?
Like in the family?
Yeah.
Sure.
Your siblings?
Oh, I have one sibling, my brother, and then the rest's like 10 from my dad's side.
It's always the dads.
It's
man.
Always the I mean South African. Anyways, yeah. So it's all woman family, very open, very creative. They can also sing.
Mm.
You know, they've always been supporting and encouraging me. I actually couldn't sing.
Is it?
Yeah. People can't believe me when I say this. And when I won't say video, I couldn't sing.
What was wrong? Like your voice or what was wrong?
Like, when the
ila. What does that mean?
Ugu ila in.
It's like, you can't.
Yeah. So, until like my grandmother will always force me and tell me to sing. And I suddenly I woke up and I can sing. I don't know what happened.
Prosthetics makes perfect, ne?
Yeah. Maybe it's that.
Yeah.
Oganya, I was born with it, or I didn't find my voice then.
Mm.
And then later on, like when I was 12, I found my voice.
Okay.
So
do you have like anyone that was around you, or like everyone that was around you before the fame?
Yeah.
Are they still in your life? Or is there like that one person who's like, I think weird?
Oh, shame. Everyone is around.
Okay, that's...
shame. Everyone is around.
And how does it make you feel when there's, like, new people that just want to be friends with you because of who you are and all this money that you have?
Are you talking about friends or guys?
Let's say both, okay?
Friends. I think friends.
Yeah. I haven't had someone who asked me to be their friend.
Their friend.
Yeah. Okay. For now, yeah.
Okay. And then guys?
Yeah, there are some guys. What?
Abanye bakhona la.
There are some guys who actually really like wrote, "Can we date for fame?"
Hello?
Yeah.
And not even if you don't post, now I'm okay. I'm okay.
What's the
I don't care.
There are some, like two or three. Yeah.
Who are they? Are they famous?
They are famous.
Why?
But wait, give them a. No, just tell us. We can't. Now we'll cut this.
Or maybe just give us a clue.
Okay,
a clue.
I'm a piano. You have to be a.
There's an actor.
Okay.
There's a musician.
I'm a piano.
I'm a piano. Yes.
Actor, actor, lang.
Yeah, I will. Nizomaz, obviously, Nizomaz mandi achetwa upang ektapi. And then I'm not sure what that guy does. I think
let me see the handle. I'll tell you what he does.
Is what?
I think it's a YouTube actor and musician.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Maruko stagakuli muso.
YouTube.
No, it's three guys. YouTube, musician, and actor.
Oh, he does all three in one.
No, three guys.
Oh, a YouTuber.
Yes.
Does
he have a car? Does he have a car?
I don't know.
No, yeah, it's not
me. She said, I don't know.
No. Everyone knows that I don't have a car.
Are you a YouTuber?
No.
He is.
I'm not a YouTuber. I'm yours.
Oh wow.
But YouTube. Would you start to consider having your own YouTube channel?
Yes. Like just vlogs, nothing hectic. Just vlogs.
No, but I think you can rock it, man.
Ne?
Like do get ready with me, vlogs, being alive. You know, I think people will be so interested in
and you're not boring.
That's thank you, Sena.
You're not. And I like your sense of humor. Well, you understand. You can read the room and laugh. That's very important. But I would say consider YouTube and see how it goes, man.
Okay.
And podcasting.
Yeah.
Why need to you?
No, okay, Chum. I will.
Please.
I will consider.
Oh.
For me.
To juggle everything.
But tell me, how is it like now as Liama like walking around, like going to streets, passage of buying those laws? How is it?
Yeah, it was crazy at first. It's not crazy now, but at first it was a bit overwhelming. When I came out of the house, like the first few weeks, I remember just wearing a hoodie. I wanted to go buy bread.
Mm. Yeah.
And wore a hoodie and shades. And people were like, hey, we see you. Yeah. And at that time, I really had anxiety because I was like, hey, I'm not used to this guy. Yeah. And also, I think it's a mental thing because you were stuck in a house for 3 years with people, three months, with people that you know, like, for 3 months. And then you come out just like that. There's a lot of people that know you. There's a lot of opinions.
That's crazy. 3 months is a long time.
Yeah.
No phones, nothing.
You're just interacting with the same people.
So for people that don't know, what are the Big Brother rules actually?
Isn't there like an NDA or some shit for that?
They will be signed.
I don't know, actually.
Did you sign?
I did sign, but I'm not. I don't think it's because people watch the show and they know,
and they see that
you're not supposed to do this. So I don't think it's something that I shouldn't say.
Oh yeah, what was one thing, one shock before you go to the room? What was one shock that you're like, this thing I'm failing to adapt to inside the house?
The rules, of course.
Like what? Which ones?
Which ones? Ish. There were a lot of rules, guys.
Like beating people?
That's what I was supposed to say.
No. I don't fight, guys. I'm not a physical person. Everyone is like, I'll run away if. I think it's. Yo, Angaz, yes? There were a lot of rules, guys.
What is one that were like, no, you know what, this rule.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, what?
This one? I'm just obeying because it's a rule.
Oh, yeah. The social media, not talking about social media. Like not talking about the outside life at all. It was a bit...
You can't talk about outside life.
Like what?
You can't.
Like you can't say, yo, this guy.
You can't say Instagram. You can't say Facebook. You can't say... You can't name the apps.
Yeah.
So we would come up with our own...
You're lying. Your own lingo.
Would be like the blue app.
And that girl, you know that girl with the ghost guy, we're talking about her. At the dancing app, you know? So we can't say the names. We can't say anyone's name. We can't say... Yeah, it was a bit tricky. And...
You
would always be warned about it. Yeah.
As pure Agacha within 2 days, this one. Yeah, but no, that's crazy, man. But I'm glad that you pushed. And also, I feel like where you build your thing, né? It's a good thing because not anyone can do that. But don't you... And this is a question whereby, like, most people always say, how do you feel about the fact that every time people come out of Big Brother, they have this fame and it's always... Like goes fades away. Fades away. What's your reaction or what's your mentality on that whole scenario?
Mina, that I'll fade.
No, not you. Like in general, not
in
you.
In general.
Alone. Yeah. Because also you've seen it to other people also before you went to the house. Or there was this guy from Big Brother, all of a sudden people.
Yeah, that's
forgot.
True, actually. Mm. It's quite sad. Hey, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but I don't think I'll fade.
Mm. Okay. And what's your take on everyone? Not I Gavi, by the way, not in a bad way. Because I've seen a lot of people did GoFundMe. And sometimes you do it from the goodness of your heart. But now all the housemates did lady GoFundMe. Who are we funding? You know what I'm saying? So how is this?
I guess it's their personal shame.
Yeah. I told you, she has a cult. Stop like that.
And guys, so you started a GoFundMe too, or people just
started a GoFundMe?
Imagine when you do your own GoFundMe, William Ababa Dia, like, 200,000. Yali Amaka 300 million. It's sad, man. It's sad, but I feel like Big Brother has all showed us or you can learn someone and also adapt to their personality and also, like.
That's true.
Yeah,
especially being a housemate.
Ne?
I mean, I didn't think I'd live with some people.
Like who?
Like Yolanda, for example, she's my good friend now. But like outside the house, I would really hate loud people. Like I didn't sit around loud people.
Yeah.
But when I went to Big Brother, I actually liked her loud. I liked her for who she is, you know. Mm. And I got to understand her personality. Mm. And I guess that just changed my whole perspective about different characters. You just need to learn people sometimes.
So I'm sorry to take you back to this moment, right? But what led you to spit on that girl? Like, a lot of people were like, a lot of people were like, you have
Sema.
Like... I'm sorry, it's my job! What led you to do that? Because you got... Maybe it's called... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't hear it.
Yeah, so you were just like...
How angry you have to be to spit on someone, eh?
Real.
And speaking of how angry can you be, do you think you have anger issues?
And what led to that moment?
And she does that evil smile.
You guys are just... I don't think I have anger issues.
Okay. Because a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, she has anger issues. She always shouts at you, you know? Okay.
I don't think I have anger issues. Right. I just get irritated quickly.
Mm.
Oh, I think there's a difference.
And that's why you laugh a lot. You see?
What does laughing have to do with this?
I got a protection service. Once if I go to the other side, you guys won't handle me.
It's either people cry or they laugh when they're angry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm both.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm clumsy, I'm nervous or whatever, like laughing is my
go-to.
Coping mechanism. Yeah, it's my coping mechanism.
Yeah.
And then even when I'm angry, I laugh first.
First.
And you've been laughing, eh?
I laugh. Yeah, I laugh first. Like laughing is my coping mechanism.
Yeah, but
no, I don't have anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
I just get irritated quickly. And I just felt disgusted.
Mm.
Yeah, I felt disgusted that I needed to just give them how I'm feeling.
So what led to that moment?
What?
To the spitting.
Oh, I just found out something in the house.
What that someone else did?
Okay, they were kissing in front of me.
Yo.
Yeah. It's Pembre, it's Laring. So then you...
And how did it, like, how did it make you feel like going into the Big Brother baby town? The way you guys speak.
Oh, I see dining room.
The dining room. How did it make you feel? Like, were you scared? Was you going to get kicked out or...
Yeah, I was really scared that day. Yeah.
You're like, it's China.
I thought I was leaving.
Yeah, you spit your out, your way out.
Spit your way
out. It'll be crazy.
You are so... Oh, my word.
So for those who don't know, did you spit on the girl or the guy? Because I guess you said...
People know.
No, we don't know.
We don't know. I've never watched Big Brother. Shame.
Yeah, guys, I actually don't remember what happened. No, I don't, because I was drunk.
Really?
I was. I was.
But if you're...
Because even people, like in the morning, they told me what I did.
No ways.
Yes, and they told me what I did. And they were exaggerating, even saying I clapped someone. God, I didn't.
You just spat on them. Just some spits. Nothing crazy.
Well, that's crazy,
bit of saliva.
Just saliva.
Oh, my word.
That's an issue, man.
What's an issue?
Saliva. Spitting on someone, it's an issue, bro. Like, you can't just spit on me. It's a problem.
We're not saying it's wrong.
We're not saying it's you, though.
No, not me.
I mean, we're not saying it's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. Like, it's also, it's equivalent to slapping someone in a way.
Yes, it is.
True.
Rather slap me even. Now,
that's true.
I'd rather you slap me than you.
So do you regret it?
What if you're
obviously, I do.
Nah. Oh, shame, man.
I was very apologetic.
Sure.
Yeah, and to the public as well. Like,
but now you've changed. You're a better person.
I've been a better person. I've been a better person.
But she did say that it taught her like not to react, like being in the house. Yeah.
So now you're not reacting.
Mm-mm. You just laugh now.
Yeah. I just laugh and walk away.
I want us to play a game. Do you guys know the contestants? The chance contestants.
I wish I knew them.
I knew the one. I knew Mac Junior is a guy. Né?
Yeah, Mac Junior. Okay, let's do Mac Junior, Sinaye.
No, but you can do it. You know them. Give us. Papa Ghost.
Papa Ghost. Cherry. Okay, guys, you will say the names. Okay, who must go?
Smash.
Oh, what's a smash or pass?
Smash or pass.
Sinai.
Hey, guys. I'm not looking like a celebs or something.
Ah. What does that
have? They are celebs now. They are celebs.
Okay, yes, the new celebs. Okay.
Ah, it's funa lazy. This is celeb.
Sinaye, smash or pass?
That's my brother's pass.
Spas.
Literally, spas.
My junior, smash, then pass. Spas.
Okay, my junior,
smash.
Did you smash in the house?
No.
Why?
Why not?
Oh, no smashing allowed in the house.
There was smashing like allowed in the house.
Papa.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then why didn't you?
Who did you smash?
But why would I?
You didn't approve. And let's go, Sima.
Papa Ghost.
Pass.
Why?
Should I give reasons?
Yeah.
Like just to make it spicy.
He's my older brother.
Incest is a real thing.
Pass.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know the rest. My cake.
Smash. It's actually a both, too. What's that word?
Smash.
Which one told me one?
Which one? Who's the other one? Last one.
Lina was in the
house. I don't know anyone.
Hey, my God.
No, I was in the house.
Zile.
Technically, I was in the house for one day.
I was there.
I was in the house one day to test the mic. So, I'm a housemate. 24 hours.
Smash or pass, Zile.
I don't know. I see when you fuck up the situation. What do you want me to say?
Now you're giving me that vibe or nah, guy. No, man, just say it from
the bottom of your heart.
Because they got tense.
No, I can see he's tense already.
Hey, don't look at me, man.
I'm going to answer you when we're done.
Get dressed. Now here's the thing with me, ne? When I'm on the show, I am free. So when I'm out, now I feel embarrassed. So just tell the viewer. Tell the viewer so I know where to pick it up. Because now I can't be coming to you.
You're forgetting something.
Manje, answer. I don't want to be that. Like, just tell me.
This is Big Brother. Answer Billy right now.
That's just... Oh, my word.
Hey. I'm 25, by the way.
You are?
I'm 25.
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to help.
25 and successful.
Yeah.
Not by love, man. Yeah, but no, we'll talk. We'll talk. Mm. But I don't want you to like, you know.
Like what?
Like know my intentions.
Yeah, man. Smash. It's a smash.
Wild. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for coming.
Wait. She must tell us what she's promoting, what people should expect.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
What is there to look forward to? Music.
Look at that camera there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking to your people.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell them what we must expect, what we want, what, like, yeah, all those type of things.
Whew, okay. You must expect a single coming out month end and an EP next month.
Okay.
Mm. Yes.
Love that for you. What is it called?
The EP, Paradise.
Paradise. That's where I'm going after this.
Thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for watching, guys. We love you. We missed you. And please do like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Subscribe.
Bye.
Dango.
Bye.